Business and Bourbon. From Business and Bourbon, I am Ronnell Richards, and this is Day Drinking, your daily dose of business motivation, inspiration, and education. A bite-sized version of Business and Bourbon wisdom to help you on your journey to personal and professional success. Welcome in, Day Drinkers. Thank you for lending me your ear. I hope that you're enjoying the Day Drinking podcast. And I want to encourage you guys, if there's something that you would like us to talk about, like me to talk about, or like me to share, feel free, reach out. Send us a message through Spotify. You know, today I want to talk about the path to entrepreneurship. It's a tough one. You know, many of you guys that are out there are entrepreneurs or starting an entrepreneurial journey, or maybe at some point in your life or career, you dabbled in entrepreneurship. The road to achieving financial success in entrepreneurship is extremely difficult. You will be tried and tested in ways that you just simply can't imagine and that you don't see coming. But then if you're lucky and you've worked hard enough, you've been diligent enough, you've been consistent, and you've got a little talent, someday you get to that top, the top of your mountain of success, right? Those of you that have reached those mountains knows that it never ends, right? You just go from one to the next, and there never is a top. But you have reached a top of a mountain, and people view you as being successful. And once you get there, you know, I, at some point in my career, felt that I was, you know, at the top of that mountain or a few of those mountains. And when you're there, you realize how lonely it is, right? How lonely it is. And I'm reminded of my very favorite, this quote has just stuck with me for years, and it's a quote from Wilt Chamberlain, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but basically he says, everyone pulls for David. Nobody pulls for Goliath. No one roots for Goliath. When people view you as successful, that road gets even lonelier. You stand on that mountain by yourself. Now, what they don't know is that you're a human being and you're just as vulnerable and you deal with the same challenges. In fact, you deal with more. And so what I found is that for me, I didn't have a peer group. I didn't have a group that I could really rely on and I could communicate with and I could talk to. I could share those challenges that they could help me through it, because everyone that was around me, they worked for me or they viewed me, you know, with some sort of admiration, not as a peer, but, you know, in more of a subordinate position. It's a heavy load to bear. And so for those of you guys that are out there dealing with that today, first and foremost, I want to encourage you, let you know that, hey, you're not by yourself, but I want to encourage you to grow your network, meet people, find people that you can share your story with, people that are walking in some of the same shoes that you are, that, you know, can help you to get through. Nothing more important than that, guys. Find a peer group that can support you. I also want to invite people that are in Atlanta that kind of fit that mold. You've been in business for some time and you run a company, successful company, and you're feeling like I felt for so long. Everything is on you. You don't really have a peer group. I'm going to create one. Yeah, I'm going to create one here in Atlanta. I have just agreed to be part of a group here in Atlanta where we're going to create a executive peer group, member-based peer group. So if you're in Atlanta and you feel like I just explained, you're in the midst of that right now, reach out to me, okay? But for those of you that aren't, again, let's start by getting more active in your networking, getting more active, trying to find that peer group where you can really be supported and they can help you to be successful and get through these things so that road isn't so lonely. All right, guys, thank you again for listening. I very much appreciate it. I hope that you all have a fantastic day. Thanks for lending your ear. See you next time. Thank you for listening to Day Drinking by Business and Bourbon. If you enjoyed our show, you can support it by rating us 5 stars and reviewing on Apple or your favorite podcast platform. Hey, I'd also like to invite you to join our movement to combat entrepreneur porn. You can do that by signing up for a free membership on the Business and Bourbon Network. You'll have access to exclusive content and forums where you can collaborate and uncover new business opportunities, jobs, investors, and further your business education. You can sign up at businessandbourbon.net. Again, that's businessandbourbon.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, your success is based on the little things you do each day, not the massive actions. Go out and execute the little things with discipline and consistency, and you'll be a winner in life and business.